God. Pastor, I need a drink. Blow a gasket. How many of you remember Andre Crouch, the great Andre Crouch, the songwriter of all times? Man, he could write some songs. Well, I had a little friend of mine come up to me last week, Miss Rita over here, and she says, Skeeter, do you know that song, My Tribute? I said, oh, yes, ma'am, I do. She said, would you sing it? I said, I would be honored to sing. So, Miss Rita, this is for you. Ooh. Oh, how can I say thanks for the things you have done? So undeserved, yet you give to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Josh, I don't believe I'm going to sing that song I was going to sing. I want to hear that in after a while. I was going to preach out of John 8, but I want to exhort you instead from Psalms 23. I believe the Lord has switched me there, and He wants me to tell some of you tonight that are Christians that are in the battle. See, not everybody in here is a Christian, and I know that, but there are some Christians in this house tonight. You're going through some stuff. I believe the Lord spoke to me a moment ago to tell you it's going to be all right. He's got your back. Psalms 23, oftentimes we use it at funerals as preachers, and it's appropriate for that. But we need to hear it more and more in our everyday lives, because it's packed full of goodies if we'll listen to it and digest it and partake and eat of what the Lord is saying through the psalmist. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord is. This is a statement. It's a fact. It's a proclamation. Whether you believe in Him, acknowledge it or not, it doesn't change the fact that He is. He says in His word that if any man would be in Christ, he must believe that He is. And doesn't stop there. And you got to believe more than He just is, but that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Not sometimes or haphazardly or occasionally or just on Thursday night or just on Sunday, but that diligently seek Him. He's a rewarder to them. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They gave all of those people April the 1st for their holiday. But the Lord is my shepherd. That speaks of relationship. Now, the rest of this passage is geared and directed to the children of God. If you're not a child of God, if you're a sinner and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, this passage of Scripture does not apply to you. It can, but until you become a child of God, it does not apply to you. You're basically on your own. How many of you ever saw that movie, Josie Wales? Oh, come on, you're lying. How many of you saw Josie Wales? One of my favorite lines is, man, he's got all them old red legs nervous and worried about Josie coming. And they sitting there. One of them looked over at his buddy and he says, "You think he's coming?" He says, "He's coming all right, and he's bringing hell with him." I want you to know that until you know Jesus as your Savior, hell is your destiny. It's not just a word and a joke. It's not just curse or slang or however you want to call it. It's a literal place But now I want to talk to you that are saved, that are going through some battles tonight. The Lord is, we've established that in your life because you've received Him as your personal Savior, and He's my Savior. Now, hold on and look out. My shepherd, I shall not want. That speaks of supply. In fact, Philippians 4:19 says, over in the New Testament, says it this way, that my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory. I want you to know, there's never been a depression on His economy. There's never been a shortage. It doesn't fluctuate and go up and down like Wall Street. His riches are limitless. We shall not want. David, in another passage of Scripture, he penned these words, that I once was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I want you to know, like the song a while ago, he may not come when you want him to, but he's going to be there on time. He's an on-time God. And I want you to get it into your thick skulls like I had to through my thick skull. He's real. Amen. He's not a figment of my imagination. He's God in the flesh. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not grown old, weak, feeble, and senile. Anything that He's ever been able to do, He's able to do present day and age. Come on now, don't tell me you don't believe in the miracle working power of God, because if you don't, you don't believe in salvation. Salvation is the greatest of all miracles. He said in one passage of His Scripture, was it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven, or arise, take up and walk, your bed and walk. But that you might know that I have the power to forgive sins, He says to the paralytic, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And he got up from there, took up his cot, and I don't know if he cut a jig or moonwalked or what, but I guarantee you he did something to celebrate his happiness. He was off the cot. He was off the chain. And that same Jesus, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a miracle worker, and it's going to be all right. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This speaks of rest and peace. Not peace as the world gives, but His peace He gives unto us. The kind of peace that in the middle of a storm, out on a boat in the middle of the sea, when His disciples were trembling with fear that they were about to perish, what's Jesus doing? Sleeping. Perfect peace. And He says, I do not give you peace as the world gives, but my peace I give unto you. You see, whatever you're going through tonight, whatever you're experiencing, the peace of God is what you need. How do you get that? I'm not going to leave you hanging. The Word says simply this, that in His presence there's fullness of joy, and at His feet there's peace forevermore. You need peace in your life? Get in His presence. Get at the feet of Jesus, and peace that surpasses understanding will come. Peace will be there in the middle of turmoil. You'll have a confidence and an assurance that it's going to be all right. He leadeth me beside still waters. That speaks of refreshment. You see, sheep, a lot of y'all know a whole lot more about sheep than I do. I'm a cowboy. But I understand that when the waters are troubled and rustling and rolling, they're scared of it. That shepherd has to find still water for those sheep to be refreshed and to drink. And he knows how to get you to that place of still waters, of refreshment in your life. And then he restoreth my soul. This speaks of healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, relationship healing, financial healing, healing of all kinds. He is the one that restores and heals in ways that we can't even imagine. He says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. You see, in the New Testament, it says it this way, that the steps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. They're guided and directed by him. That person that's in right relationship and that's walking intimately with him and being in a conversation with him and listening to him, he will guide you and he will direct you for his name's sake. That's purpose. How many of you ever read in the Word of God that whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, and whatever you do, do it unto the Lord? See, he'll give you purpose. You can reach a place in your walk with God that his Word says it's the Spirit of God that worketh in us, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Are you at that place yet? You can be. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That speaks of testing. Maybe even in a literal sense of walking through the valley of the shadow of death from a prognosis by doctors or a diagnosis by doctors. Maybe it speaks of it to a soldier in warfare or a law officer in crime-ridden neighborhoods and many other different examples that we can use. But he says, even though that we walk through those, I will fear no evil. That's protection. That's protection. See, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and there they are safe. When we gather together in the shadow of the Almighty, he protects us. There's no evil that will come near us that will prosper. There's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. Amen. I've got to be in his care. I've got to run into him. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That speaks of faithfulness. He's faithful to the faithful. I want you to know that he said, I'll never forsake you. Not only will I not forsake you, I won't even leave you. I'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'll go with you all the way to the very, very end. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This speaks of discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Whew, that's hope. That's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. Speaks of consecration. It speaks of honor and an exaltation of God, where he exalts you. When you walk humbly before the Lord, he exalts us. My cup runneth over. That speaks of abundance. We sow goodness. We sow generosity. We sow friendship. You know, he goes so far as to say, if you want to have friends, do what? Show yourself friendly. Some people are so sourpuss and their face is so long, they want to know why they ain't got no friends, because who wants to be around you? Put a smile on your face. Get a positive attitude. Be sure you're not a woe is me person. Be sure you're not one that's always running around griping and complaining and bellyaching about everything. Nothing's ever just right. My food's too hot. My food's too cold. The music's too loud. The music ain't loud enough. Preacher preaches too long. Preacher don't preach long enough. I drive from a long ways. So help me. I've been told that. I drive an hour and 15 minutes to get there. Preacher, you need to preach longer than 15 minutes. Well, if I can't get it said in 15, it wouldn't work in 2 hours. Remember Mama Keelan? You remember her, Bobby? You know her? I thought you did. When I first started preaching, now here's this little old Pentecostal lady, sweet as sugar, that I thought was weird. And she goes, "Oh, Lord." I went over there, and you know, she was one of them kind that would catch you by your cheeks and pull you right down in her face. I'm telling the truth, ain't it, Thomas? And she says, "Now, Dennis Wayne, I'm going to tell you something. The heart can only receive what the butt can endure." I have never forgot that as long as I live, so help me. Because I never dreamed I'd hear "butt" come out of her mouth. So, there's hope. "Thou anointest my head with oil and exhortation," the consecration and where he honors. And then here we go. He says, "My cup runneth over." That speaks of the abundance of peace and power and purpose and love and provisions and all those things that God has promised us. You want to know how to have abundance? I'm going to tell you. Go read Deuteronomy 28, 2 through 16, and do what it says. I'm going to paraphrase it for you. And when you read it, you'll find I'm not far off. In fact, I'm not off. I'm just putting it in cowboy terms. He says this: "If you hear the words that I speak and do them, these blessings will follow you and overtake you." They'll pursue you and overtake you. You can't outrun them. And then it starts listing them. "I'm going to bless your kids. I'm going to bless your cattle. I'm going to bless your crops. I'm going to bless your storehouses. I'm going to bless your barns." How many of you want blessings? Go read Deuteronomy 28 and do what it says. Because God's word works. And he watches over his word to perform it. And it's time that we become more doers of the word than hearers of the word. If we only did what we know to do and that what we've already heard, that'd keep us busy till Jesus comes. Become doers of the word. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." That speaks of those blessings. Oh, man. I want to make certain that you're absolutely clear. You hear these two words a whole lot in Christendom: grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Do you fully understand the difference and the definitions of those two words? Grace is God simply giving us something that we do not deserve, such as salvation. His mercy is simply his not giving us what we do deserve. So I'm like David. I sure want the mercy of God following me for the rest of my life so that I don't get what I deserve. But instead, I get his grace. I get his goodness. I get his godness. Oh, somebody ought to have said, "Me too, preacher." "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord." That speaks of security. "I will dwell in the house of the Lord." John 14. Jesus talking, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Just like I talked about hell being a real place a while ago, so is heaven. It's real. And as good as you can imagine it to be, heaven is heaven to be, Scripture says that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, Neither has it entered into the heart of a man those things the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Do you love him? If heaven were only as good as you can imagine it to be, that would be good enough, but it's better. Horses won't buck me off. The cows will run straight. Glenda, I won't go there. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Then it says, forever. That's eternity. It's going to be okay. Would you bow your heads?